Thomas took the letter and tore it and said, "Fire you? Fire you? I've just invested $1 million in your education and I'm going to fire you." Now, whether this story is exactly true or almost true, it's still a story that that circulates around IBM, and a story that creates a certain reality in IBM, a reality that says you have to try. There's a similar story in Johnson & Johnson, one of the most successful companies in the world, where General Johnson, one of the two founders, with his other brother, also called Johnson, which is why it's called Johnson & Johnson. So Jim Burke was an up-and-coming employee in Johnson & Johnson, made a mistake that cost the organization a lot of money, was called in the morning by General Johnson, who was a very austere, very tough man, and Jim Burke comes in, you know, all shivering and scared, and he comes in, walks into General Johnson's office. General Johnson walks from around his table, goes to him and says, "Congratulations, Jim Burke, congratulations." "Sir, I just made a mistake, sir." "Yes, I know. This is the only way to learn. The more mistakes you make, the more successful will be. Congratulations." And Jim Burke was all happy and about to walk out. And then General Johnson said, "Oh, just one more thing, Jim. If you make the same mistake again, I'm going to fire you." But again, a story that goes around Johnson & Johnson about the importance of failure. Jim Burke, by the way, became the most successful CEO of Johnson & Johnson. Thomas Watson. I'm almost done. 1 minute. Almost done. If you want to increase your success rate, double your failure rate.